This is Education for Lindy Anderson, L-I-N-D-A, Linda, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, Linda Anderson. Date of birth is 12-16-1953. Date of visit is 9-15-2022. The patient is being referred by Dr. Melvin Murphy, who is the internal medicine physician, PCP, for management of pain. The patient has reported that she has physical therapy only 6 months ago. The chief complaints are that patient has a lupus arthritis with generalized pain. She has a lumbar pain, lower back pain, left hip pain. The pains, otherwise arthritis pains, are all over due to polyarthritis. Almost all joints are involved. She also suffers from COPD, coronary artery disease, and the thyroid issues. We report that she is suffering from chronic pain in both the shoulder area, lower back, both hips, both knees, and both hands, with numbness and tingling in both hands. We report that she has a surgery of the left eyelid 1 year ago. However, even now she cannot move her shoulder beyond 110 degrees. And she has been at the pain clinic at Harper Hospital, and she has had no surgery, but she has been to a sports medicine group who did the surgery on her left shoulder. In the right shoulder, again, she has a lot of difficulty, but she has not gone for surgery for the right shoulder, or the hip, or the knees. She reports that she was taking care of her deceased husband, who died in 2019, and she was forced to lift him and take care of him, who was almost 190 pounds. This caused her injury to both the shoulders, as one of the issues. And pains are described as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, hot burning, aching, and tender, tiring, exhausting. Report that modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, lying down, and improved by pain medications only. Report that she has had MRI for the shoulder at Harper Hospital and Northern Radiology. And she has done a CT scan of the foot, and so far she doesn't remember if any spine MRIs have been done. In additional history, there's a report that she's also having a muscle weakness on both arms, and she drops the phone sometimes, and unable to hold the dinner plates, and she has a lot of numbness and tingling of all the fingers. And she reports of occasional pain which shoots down from the lower back to the both buttocks and both legs posteriorly, as one has to dermatome fashion. She also invariably has a bowel and bladder incontinence. In addition, patient reports that she has sleep problem but denies any mood problem, anxiety, depression problem. She has no issues with her self-worth or concentration problems. She also has no issues of suicidal thoughts, homicidal thoughts. And she reports that she has running is affected time in the areas doing yard work and doing yard laundry and vacuuming, cooking containers are affected 9, while running and reaching the cabinets are affected 10. The writing, dialing the phone, home chores, doing laundry are affected 6. Standing is affected 7. Walking is affected 6. She also reports that her general activity and work are affected 10. She denies any work accident, or mobile accident. She migraine, any headaches, or any issues in the kidney. In the history of a system review, and to report that she's suffering from she's suffering from lupus erythematosus with a generalized arthralgia. GI disease, she's suffering from ulcer, weight loss, constipation. And endocrine disease, she's suffering from diabetes. Her A1C is very high. Thyroid disease. And the neurological qualities are weakness. Musculoskeletal positive for arthritis, and a past surgical history is positive for knee treatment, colon, and issues. Allergies to Motrin. Some instances positive at all. Mother died of kidney failure, and the father died of a cancer brain. Siblings, four sisters, three brothers have no issues. Relationship status, person lives with alone. She's widowed, and she has three sons and one daughter. And grandkids visit her all the time. Current employment status, she is retired. Disability, yes, she has filed a disability for lupus and other related issues like polyarthralgia. The list of patient does not have any attorneys. Currently, she does not drink, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. Physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 145 over 89, pulse is 91, pulse ox is 100. And this is a 68-year-old African American female. Height is 5'3", weight is 105. Temperature 96.9. 68-year-old African-American who is sitting comfortably, and no acute distress. Notice she is alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious, with well dressed and good attitude and demeanor. And hygiene is good, and dress is normal, and she is able to walk reasonably well. There is no severe anxiety, lethargy, precipitated. The patient is well built. Let's do the physical exemption view from the template. Examination that is normal. Musculature examination reveals spasm of both the trapezius muscles and paraspinal muscle L1 to L5 bilaterally. Musculoskeletal examination reveals the following, that on inspection the entire spine has a normal curvature alignment with no scars noticed. On palpation there is no scoliosis or normal kyphosis. On that, pelvic iliac crest height is equal, no pelvic tilt is noticed. Spinal tenderness, none is present. Paravertebral muscle spasm and tenderness. L1 to L5 bilaterally, there is a paraspinal muscle spasm. And also in the both trapezius muscles, hypertonicity of 1 plus is noticed. In the range of motion, cervical spine forward flexion is 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion 60, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 15, hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign negative, Lerman test is negative, distraction test negative, Soto-Hall test is negative, and myelopathy signs are absent. For a six spine, Roos test is negative, Sulam test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees, contralateral leg rest test is positive. Brancard test is positive. CAMP test is positive. The Babinski sign is negative. Sacroiliac joint show mild tenderness of the sacroiliac joints bilaterally. However, the standing flexion test, distraction test, compression test are negative.
FEV test are positive bilaterally and constant test is positive bilaterally. Klendelenburg sign is negative. In the examination of the extremities, it is discovered that the patient has in the extremities examination, all the extremities are examined and they have warm to touch run for shears. Motor power is 5/5. No tenderness, pedaluma, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm is noticed except for both shoulder and both knees and both wrists. Then range of motion of all the joints is normal except for the both shoulders. And gait is slow and the patient is using a cane to walk with reasonably well. The examination of both shoulders is as follows. The patient had a surgery on the left shoulder and scars are present. However, her range of motions are limited on both shoulders. On the right, it is 90 degrees. On the left, 110 degrees of abduction beyond which there is skin. The shoulder counting is normal. No dislocations are noticed and muscle strengths are normal. Special tests were conducted for rotator cuff region. And Hawking Kennedy test is positive bilaterally. MTPR can test is positive bilaterally. Speed test, near test are positive. Anterior-posterior apprehension test is positive. Drop arm test is negative. Elbows bilaterally are completely normal. The medial lateral epicondyle is non-tender. Olecranon process non-tender. Muscle strength is normal. And the supination and pronation are normal. Inflammation of both hands and wrist show that the tendons and talons sign are positive. And the muscle strength is normal, but reflexes are also normal, grips are normal. And no obvious atrophy or thinner problems to notice or any other atrophy of the muscles. No ulcer wound fractures. Notice color of the skin is pink. Peripheral pulses are normal. Examination of the both knees show that the patient has scars in the knees for previous exploration of surgery. And there is no erythema effusion, no tenderness or swelling. You notice range of motions are normal at 135 degrees of flexion without any crepitus or grinding noises. Collateral ligaments appear normal. Motor power is normal. Valgus varus abnormality absent. Anterior or posterior drawer is absent. Macquarie sign, Steinman. And the patellar apprehension is negative. Diagnosis. Diabetes is E11.9 and hypertension 110. R26.89, lupus erythematosus, generalized arthralgia, and fleeting arthritis. Nerve M79.2, neuropathy M60.9, muscles M60.9 and 62.38. Shoulders M25.511, M25.512, M75.30, M75.50, and M75.112, S43.432D. Wrist M25.531, M25.532,
हैं M79.641, M79.642, G56.01, G56.02।
Pain in
the lower extremity knees M25.561, M25.562, M23.205, M23.202. In the lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, F33.5XX, sacroiliac spine bilaterally, M54.17, M46.6, and F33.5XX.
Plan of care is from the template for Linda Anderson. The treatment plan is as follows: physical therapy. Patient has had no therapy for a while, and the patient is ordered a physical therapy to figure out where to go and then to be sent. The medications after reviewing the meds, the patient will be provided has been not provided any medication today. She'll be seeing us in a week time to go over with all the medications, because we don't have a list of all her medications from Dr. Munir and from our Dr. Murphy. Neither we have any records of these. So they'll be updated on the next list. Non-pharmacological modalities here from exercise plus referred to psychiatry. Well, if the patient feels depressed or anxious, she's welcome to visit them if she likes. Yeah, especially with sleep problem, maybe fitness club problem, yes. And we also need to use another imaging record. At this time, no records are available at the time of dictation. They have been ordered and released. Past records also. Invasive pain procedures are not being considered. Surgical options none. Neuropsychiatry evaluation none. Attended care case worker none. Past medical records are being ordered released from all the providers of the test. Investigations are on hold. And DNA is the patient has DNA and all that you can do. Lab, yes. Education, yes. Follow visiting 7. Personal support, yes. Thank you.